it's problematic, I've always gotten a prompt response and dealt with a courteous and well-trained and professional person. So I want to acknowledge that, the folks who are providing public service. This issue, though, about the information flow to this council as a decision maker is fundamental to how our government operates. And I don't know that in my 9 years I've read a report quite as scathing as this. The question is not now just dwelling on the past. It's making sure that this doesn't happen again. And so I think it is now our job to dig a little deeper, Mayor, to understand how this happened, and then to support you as you implement a series of reforms to provide this Bureau with even more strength going forward. And I do think it has been chronically understaffed, and I welcome, and not in the fall bump or whatever appropriate time, Mayor, an ongoing conversation about what is the right size in terms of staffing of this Bureau. We ask an awful lot of these folks. They do very stressful work, and we should be proud of the work they do. Thank you for bringing this forward. Excellent discussion. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you. Thanks to the auditor and the ombudsman for bringing this forward. It's really evidence that as we move to more performance-based decision-making, sometimes even the city budget office, which I know Commissioner Fish shares my pride in having helped create, they also missed this issue when we were evaluating whether performance measures were met. And so, as I say, I think good-hearted people and very earnestly trying to provide the best services, that's something that we all share. And we need to figure out, and as was also noticed, as more and more people would call for things that they might not previously have called for, we are going to continue to have more and more calls. And so there's going to need to be some community education about some things being higher priority than others. I will, of course, beat my usual drum that when we have a 311 system, it will be much easier for community members to get a quick response on issues that maybe a 911 dispatcher doesn't need to take care of, and so I'm looking forward to that. I appreciate all of the recommendations and joining the Mayor in firm resolve to address, in particular the issue of having a government accountability, transparency and results session. I think that's a good approach. We do need to make sure that all of our partner agencies are involved, not only Portland Fire and Rescue and the Police Association, but Gresham Fire and Police, Multnomah County, the Sheriff's Parole and Probation folks, the Port of Portland, the Airport Fire and Police, Fairview, the Corbett Fire and Police, and Sobey Island Fire and Police. These are some of the partners that we work with, and it's going to be very important to make sure that everybody's at the table and figuring out what goes into the code, what goes into policies, and how we're going to work with the county as the emergency medical system request for proposals goes out, so that we're sure that what's in that request speaks to the needs of the staff providing the service as well as the community members. And so I know I have the commitment of staff in the Bureau of Emergency Communications, and again thank you to Directors Lisa St. Helen. In just 2 months you've already brought some remarkable transformations within the Bureau, and your willingness to address this issue leading back 2 years ago is exemplary, and I very much appreciate everybody's participation. Look forward to working on it as we move forward. Aye.
Wheeler.
I'll let my previous comments stand. Aye. Resolution is adopted. Please call 636.
Fish.
Aye.
Fritz.
The only people I forgot to thank were Claire Adamsick and Tim Crail in my office. Tim was my liaison for 4 years in my first term, and Claire has been a remarkably quick study in the second. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The resolution is adopted. Please.